Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. From William McKinley to Donald Trump, presidential visits to South Dakota make news. You can see a rundown of presidential visits throughout history online for this week's Images of the Past. Go to sdpb.org/images of the past. And we're joined now by Gary Enright. He's director of the 1889 Courthouse Museum in Custer. Gary, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, this is a timely Images of the Past, as many of them are, even though we're looking at history, because much of the nation tuned in to the 41st president's state funeral and official farewell, and George H.W. Bush was known to come to South Dakota now and then.
Well, he certainly did. We believe that he made 5 trips to South Dakota. So he must be like the rest of us. He really liked it here.
How does that compare with other presidents?
Well, I think Teddy Roosevelt probably came here twice. There aren't very many others. Bill Clinton actually runs the second most often tour of South Dakota. In 1996 and again in 1999, and then after his presidency in 2006. But that's pretty much everybody else is kind of a one-time deal. Some of them came twice, depending how close the election was, I guess.
Well, and that's one of my first questions is, why do they come, and how often is it tied to just trying to, to campaign?
Well, one of the things that did make presidential visits special was the fact that Bush 41 did come to South Dakota to give the dedication or the rededication of Mount Rushmore on its 50th anniversary. And so that was a particularly valuable trip to South Dakota, where we had a president actually dedicate the memorial and then mark the 50th anniversary. Now, some other presidents did come to do almost the same thing, and that was Franklin D. Roosevelt, who came in 1936, this is when Mount Rushmore was just getting a good start, and so he saw a lot of bare rock on the side of the mountain, but he did, in fact, have a lot to do with bringing public attention nationwide to Mount Rushmore.
Now, we spoke with SDPB's Kevin Wooster last week, and he had written George H.W. Bush in a letter asking him about his hunting experience in South Dakota. So let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that presidents have enjoyed about this state, other than the speech that they had to give or the votes they might have received.
Right. And one of the things that you'll find, I believe, on the Internet, on the Images website, would be the picture of David Eisenhower standing with a trout, holding it in his hand, taking the hook out of it, that he had caught on French Creek, which is the same creek that gold was discovered on in South Dakota in 1874. Well, here's President Eisenhower catching fish out of that very same creek here in this state. So presidents did do things other than make politics. The one that stayed the longest, of course, was Grace and President Coolidge, who came here and spent part of 3 months in the Black Hills of South Dakota. So we're always very proud of that because he headquartered out of Custer.
Right. For those who don't know that story as well, and you and I have spoken about it before, and Seth Tupper has been here on the show and he's written a book about it. But what was it that was so significant, politically and personally to Calvin Coolidge and Grace, that they needed to make this sort of summer White House right here in the Black Hills?
Well, I think one of the things that made it sold the president on coming to South Dakota was Senator Munt, who actually had a great deal of influence, and so did Francis Case, over the president's selection of a vacation spot to have the president and his wife come. Now, he did a lot of things in the the Black Hills area while he was here, mostly ceremonial. But one of the things that stands out was his closeness and his appreciation for the Native Americans of South Dakota, and actually received a honorary chief's headdress and was called the honorary chief of the Ogallala Sioux Indians. And he had a great following among the Native American people. So the man saw some value in the real history of the Black Hills area, and actually it became one of the, I guess, hallmarks of what the president stood for.
Right, and this is where he announces that he is not going to seek re-election as well. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about, you know, how we sort of see the impact of it. Is it just a whistle stop for a campaign tour, or when someone makes a connection like George H.W. Bush did or like Calvin Coolidge did, do you see it somewhat in their policies and their words to the nation?
Well, sometimes it was not a strictly political visit, but remember, and most people are surprised at this number, 16 presidents have visited South Dakota during the years from 1899 to the present time, 2018. So that is significant in itself. There aren't very many states that can brag about that, except the older states, the ones that were formed before 1889. But in fact, I think what the politicians dominated the visits by the presidents. But on the other hand, some of them came when there wasn't an election during that year, just for the option of having a nice, quiet place to come and visit and really get down to the level of the average citizen. And they found that South Dakota was a very friendly place, and that most of them didn't get to come more than once, but you would be surprised. For instance, I believe it was Gerald Ford that came twice to South Dakota, and Ronald Reagan came twice. President H-41 came four times, and Bill Clinton came four times. So it wasn't all politics. There was a lot of other things involved, getting to know the people of this country, and that's what they find here in South Dakota.
And you can see images and some details about presidential visits throughout history on our website, sdpb.org/images-of-the-past. Gary Enright, director of the 1881 Courthouse Museum in Custer. Hey, thanks so much for being here. We always appreciate your time.
Gloria, I really appreciate it. Thank you.